What's going on, all you drunk drafters? My name is Mason.
And I'm Alex.
And welcome to FU Fantasy Football.
Fantasy.
Welcome back, Alex Bryant.
I'm just glad it's still in our bones, man. Like,
I literally was like, yeah. I didn't even, like, I was like, oh, I haven't done this intro in a while. And just came straight out, came flying out. Like, riding a bike, baby.
Yeah.
So, we've been gone, and we haven't done an episode since December. Shame on us. But,
some people have babies, you know. It's
Alex had a child. Davis actually has another one on the way.
Let's go. What an idiot. Why would you have another one?
Davis won't be joining
the first
us.
Time.
Yeah, Davis won't be joining us today. But we'll get some takes in. He went to LSU, so I'm sure he's a big LSU fan and Stan, all those guys, which he should be because they have some studs in this draft. But we'll get to that later. Since we last recorded, the Chiefs have won another Super Bowl, and free agency has already happened. Lots of movement has already gone around. It's been covered at nauseam because the NFL is a year-long sport these days. And, you know, today is draft day. We are recording this on draft day. We'll try and put it out later today. But this is more for just takes for the future so that we can... We can reference back to this, but let's jump in. Alex, you got anything you want to add?
No, I actually forgot about free agency, but I guess it's better to wait until after the draft to talk about that because I think some guys are probably going to get moved tonight, and I'd rather talk about that after this draft.
We can make some bold predictions at the end about that. So let's make sure we come back to that. But first, let's make sure we get our takes in on the draft. Yep. Obviously, everyone, again, has talked about this at nauseam. And we just wanted to get on here and have our little takes. Like I said, mostly for reference for the future, and we'll see how these change and morph over time, you know, in the preseason and beyond. But we have to start somewhere. So let's jump in with the quarterbacks. We're just going to kind of highlight. We won't spend too much time on every guy, but we'll talk about guys that we like and dislike and who we think should go in the first and blah, blah, blah. So quarterbacks, obviously... There are five or six guys that are thinking are going to go in the first, and it sounds like even today I saw that it's almost a lock that some of these guys, like, it's probable that five go instead of four.
Yeah. So at least five, whatever.
Yeah, which even 2 weeks ago or a week ago. Yeah, I would have bet the under on that, you know. So obviously Caleb Williams is the first guy off the board. We don't need to spend a lot of time on him. All I'll say, just go watch some of his tape. You don't need to do anything more than that. He's phenomenal. He is a potential, you know, MVP candidate in the future. He's gonna be a world wrecker, I think. You know, the comps are Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes for him. So that's all you really have to say. he's gonna go number one, and that's all we really need to say about him.
Yeah. Going back to quarterbacks who won in the first round, you want that fifth year option. And if you're gonna draft a quarterback, you've got it. You want to draft him in the first round because that's so valuable to get a fifth-year option from a quarterback. It gives you so much financial flexibility for your team.
I agree. And I see some of these teams in the beginning of the first or the second round trading up to get some of those guys. And again, you know, there's a billion mock drafts that are done and none of them are even like a third correct. The good ones are like a fourth correct. So we don't really know. And people have done that. And so I think that's more likely than some of these guys going in like the middle rounds, but we'll see. So moving on, Alex, are you a Jaden Daniels guy or are you a Drake May guy?
Yeah, I got Jaden Daniels, especially for fantasy wise. But I just think Drake May is tough to. He's got to be in the right system, and I think Jaden Daniels is kind of. I hate that he keeps on getting Lamar Jackson treatment of that's who he's comp to, but he can kind of be in offense for himself, whereas Drake May needs to be put in an offense, and when you get a defensive minded coach coming in, that's kind of tough to do. So I think that he either needs to be in a offense where they're just going to run the football a lot, which I think that the Patriots are going to do. I think May would get Patriots a little bit better versus being in a system where you got Terry McLaurin, a bunch of tight ends, Doctson. I think that they're going to want to. He's going to be scrambling. He's going to be moving around a lot. And I think that offense is going to need Daniels more than May would fit in that offense. Especially because you just had Sam Howell get the most sacks of all time or whatever. And there, you're going to need somebody that's a little bit, has a little bit of escapability in that offense.
I agree to a point. I think that what I've heard through the chatter is that they would prefer May sit a year. Or, you know, most people who are doing draft analysis think that it would behoove him to sit a year. But Cliff Kingsbury ran an air raid offense, and that's kind of what he's known for doing. And so, and Jaden Daniels fits into that scheme. That's why a lot of people like him there. Drake May did the same thing, though. He's a big throw down the field guy. I think.
Oh yeah, big arm.
They would like. I think he would do okay in the Cliff Kingsbury offense still. But again, going back to, I think they would rather him sit a year and go into the Pats where he sits behind. What's his name? Brissett, Jacoby Brissett. Would help. But I don't know. I think that Jaden Daniels makes me nervous. I think he's way too reckless with his body. And I don't like that he's a fifth year senior. He's 23 years old, and he had to figure it out at another school much older. Drake May's only 21, and I agree with the sentiment of people who say, when, you know, same thing with Bo Nix. It's like it took them to be young men beating up on boys to actually get to the place they're at now. That makes me very nervous. A lot of older quarterbacks coming into the NFL don't do well. So I'm hesitant there too. And he's very reckless with his body. He had insane talent around him where Drake May, when he did 2 years ago, he looked great. Last year, he looked a little less good. But he's a big body dude. He's that standard pocket guy, and he moves well. People forget that he scrambles well too. So if I had my druthers, I think I would take Drake May. But I understand why Malik Nabers feels more exciting and maybe ready to be able to handle maybe not necessarily the pro schemes over Drake May, because I think Drake May could potentially. I'm hearing Drake May needs a lot of footwork help and stuff. But
yeah, Jaden Daniels, with mechanics.
Jaden Daniels is going to help you win football games faster just because he can scramble and he's an athlete. But he also has a risk of getting injured, and we'll see with... I don't know. I would go Drake May, but I understand why Jaden Daniels is exciting there.
Yeah, you look at Kingsbury offenses, though. Like, he started with, he started with Johnny Manziel. Then he got Kyler Murray. And then he went back to the NFL. NCAA got Caleb Williams. Like, he's always had these guys, mobile guys. And I feel like you said, May is fairly mobile. I wouldn't call him a mobile quarterback. But he needs. I think Kingsbury scramble drill is a big part of what they do on that offense, and mobility is a big part of what they do in those offenses. I think it's gonna be May. Daniels. I'd be shocked if that wasn't the pick for Commanders. And I'm taking him all day over over May in fantasy just because the rushing.
Upside. Oh, for fantasy, absolutely, 100%. Yeah, and especially for dynasty, you know, I don't know. I guess if he goes to the Commanders, he's probably starting day one.
He's in starting
day. Yeah, one. Yeah, and I think he will be exciting. I think he will be exhilarating. He's obviously the number one fantasy guy behind.
Yeah.
Caleb, obviously. Okay, let's move on down. JJ McCarthy. Mm-hmm. I think he's. Do you think he's going to get somebody's going to trade up to get him?
No. I think that everybody's going to stay put. I think the most likely destination would be the Giants. This would be hard for the Giants to pass up on Malik Neighbors there, though. But from what I've heard, Harrison Jr. is going to go to the Cardinals. They're not going to trade that pick. I doubt that the Chargers do. I've heard some rumblings that they might, but I think they really want that offensive lineman. They need a tackle.
What I hear.
So they'll go Latham or Alt there. If they had to trade back a little bit, say, like, just to the Giants, they switch places, sure. But I think the Giants are probably going to draft. I don't know. I think the Giants might go to receiver. It's going to be hard to pass up on a Dunze or Neighbors. So I'm thinking Vikings could get him at like 11.
Yeah. Fantasy wise, if he goes to the Vikings, I think then he's actually worth picking up, you know, especially, well, obviously all these guys are going to go in dynasty, but I think that he actually might have some like bye week fill-in worth there. When you have that supporting cast, then it's
correct.
You're going to be useful.
And you got O'Connell. Kevin O'Connell is just, I mean, he throws the ball 40 times a game, no matter where he's going to go or who he has. I mean, he was, what's his name, came in he was there for like 3 days and he was throwing the ball like 33 times.
Yeah.
He played in Arizona and then he went all over the place. Vikings, Dobbs. Dobbs. Yeah, Dobbs is there.
Uh-oh.
I'm talking about Dobbs when he went to the Vikings. And they were like, yeah, you've been here 4 days, you don't know the playbook, let's just keep throwing the ball. But he's going to have a lot of opportunity. I think the Vikings is a great place for a rookie quarterback to end up.
Yes. Yes. What are we thinking about Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr.?
I think one of them is going to go to the Broncos, and he's going to be fine fantasy-wise. He probably goes undrafted. Bo Nix or
Penix.
I would assume Nix is the draft pick at 12.
They have the Broncos. So I'm looking at ESPN. They have Bo Nix above Michael Penix right now.
Yeah, which that's what I'm saying. I think it's going to be Nix. Yeah, I think from what I'm seeing that the Broncos are in on Bo Nix.
Interesting. I think Michael Penix could end up with the Raiders. They're like 11 or 12, somewhere in that range, or maybe like 14. But that it's crazy that all those guys could go that high. Based off probability, I don't think that happens. I don't.
Correct. Yeah,
I think all, you know, that's six guys in the top half of the draft. I think that's crazy. I would bet the under on six guys, but I could see somebody going up and getting one of them. I want the fifth, but I won't be surprised if it's only those top four.
I've heard five. There's three definitely, and then Penix or Nix falls. Penix or Nix, and then I've heard Seattle is interested in Penix.
I've heard that too. If I'm throwing a dart at one of these guys, I think I like Penix, man. I know he had a lot of help with studs too, as did some of these other, Jaden Daniels obviously did. But Penix, like, besides the fact that he's been had those injuries, he doesn't move the same way he did when he got those injuries. He's not scrambling the same way, so the likelihood of him injuring himself doing those mobile things is lessened. And obviously, we saw that last year. He was not as mobile, and he went the whole year and was fine. I think if one of these guys hits, these later guys, I would not be surprised if Michael Penix did well in the NFL.
Yeah, especially if he goes to Seattle, man. Like, you're going to three great receivers, a decent line. I mean, Cross going into his third year, good center that just got drafted on rookie deals. You got two great running backs. I mean, they can stay healthy. I mean, that's a great situation to go into. You're probably not starting this year, so you get to sit behind him for a year, behind Geno for a year. So,
especially if he sits, obviously. Yeah. I think in a couple years we'll be talking about Michael Penix Jr. and I won't be surprised.
Yeah, these quarterbacks if they go in the right system. I like all.
Yeah, obviously, you know, nature versus nurture is a huge thing with any quarterback taken in the first couple rounds. But there's, one other guy that I think people is kind of a dark horse to be interesting is Spencer Rattler. He was the number one ranked guy a couple years ago. Obviously, he sat behind Caleb and OU, and then they went different ways. And Spencer Rattler kind of got humbled a little bit and went to South Carolina. But I've just heard a lot of people keep being like, Spencer Rattler. If you watch him play, that boy throws a beautiful ball.
he reminds me a lot of what happened with Sam Howell. Like, Sam Howell, if he went a year earlier, he's a first-round pick. And then he kind of just sucked for a year, and he dropped. And that's kind of how I feel about Rattler. Rattler, 2 years ago, before Caleb gets there, you're looking at a first-round pick right there. And I think he's going to drop again. And he's probably going to drop similarly, probably third, fourth, fifth round. Yeah, but you're right. He might even be the seventh quarterback off the board. He's got all the talent in the world.
Yeah, I mean, he's got all the intangibles, which is why people are intrigued with him. But, obviously he didn't play as well as of the past couple of years, so people are a little bit more down on him. But we can move on from quarterback. I think that pretty much surmises it. But again, we're a fantasy thing. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels. And then I think J.J. McCarthy will be the guys that actually have impact this year. I don't see Drake May unless it's towards the end of the year getting there. All righty, let's move on to wide receiver, shall we? Okay, so the big topic of conversation is Marvin Harrison Jr. versus Malik Nabers versus Roma Dunze. I think most people have Marvin Harrison Jr. as their number one guy, but there is speculation between the three. I think if I'm drafting just for the most polished, secure guy, I think you have to go with Marvin Harrison Jr. But here's my controversial take. And it's not that controversial, but I think I like Roma Dunze better than Malik Nabers.
Oh, that's not controversial at all. That is a 35% of analysts, I think, say that Dunze over Nabers. It's just the Nabers is just a freakish athlete.
He's a freakish athlete, man. Watching that, his body type, watching him out there, he just looks like the best athlete on the field. He's crazy. And I totally get that because I think he will become more polished. His routes will get a little bit better. But Roma Dunze, man, he is more of that, like, possession guy. He's got fucking insane hands. He's not super fast, but he's just going to win you football games. He's like your Keenan Allen kind of guy who's just, like, he can do it all. He's faster than his 4.5 speed looks like, but he's not like a super burner like some of these other guys that are going later. If I'm needing to win now kind of thing, I'm taking Roma Dunze over Malik Nabers.
Yeah, I mean, he honestly gives me kind of like Justin Jefferson coming out vibe. Not, like, of course, I'm not going to say he's going to be Justin Jefferson, but like he was amazing, and people are kind of just sleeping on him a little bit.
I think people are enamored with how athletic Malik Nabers is.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you're just kind of like, why? And we're going to get to year three, and we're gonna be like, why did this guy go, like, as the third
year? Yeah.
Like, why were people just kind of, like, down on him?
Yeah.
I've heard that the Giants like him over Neighbors. So if they do draft a wide receiver, it could be Adunze. But other than that, Adunze is going to drop into the team, to the teams. And then somebody stupid is going to get him, and it's going to be annoying, and they're going to be it's going to be just like a team, like, oh, I don't know, just things there. Like, the Saints are going to get him, you know, like that kind of
thing. Oh, God.
It's just going to be
like, so annoying. I've heard this, like, a lot of Rome Odunze to the Bears, if he's still there.
They got to get a tackle, man. They got to get some O-line help. They got two good receivers already.
For sure. But I think, I think they're just, I've heard a lot of that they would just be so enamored because, like, Keenan Allen's not getting any younger.
I mean, and it's giving Caleb and him to grow together. Is somewhat smart, and Shrags has him in his mock, and Shrags is pretty in the know. So that's the only thing that makes me pause. But man, if they don't go to the offensive line, they're not gonna have a quarterback. they ain't got Justin Fields no more. Like, they gotta protect this dude.
We don't have to stick on these guys too much longer. Fantasy value, all three of these guys. Redraft in our keeper league, I'm trying to get at least two of these guys.
They're gonna go for $50+. Like,
they'll go expensive for we're in an auction. And auction keeper, and I would love to get my hands on these guys. The problem is, I think everyone is, and so their prices are boosted. But then I think moving down the line here, and I know Davis, I'm going to shout Davis out here because I'm sure he's going to listen to this and be furious that we're talking about Odunze over Neighbors, as he's an LSU guy.
Neighbors is going to go before it. I mean, I would be shocked if Neighbors goes above Odunze, but I think because Neighbors has so much more upside, but Odunze is just...
Wait, you think right away. Neighbors goes above Odunze?
I do, yeah. Neighbors is going to go before. Too much upside with Neighbors.
I
love Odunze.
Mm-hmm, I do too.
And if Odunze drops below 10, you're just like, man, somebody's just going to get him like for nothing, basically.
I know, it's crazy.
Of course, he's not going to be nothing. He just feels that way.
There, most people talk about, and we've watched some tape, and we're no experts, but most of the draft experts talk that there's a tier drop off between Odunze and the next guys, and the next guy really, and that's Brian Thomas Jr., who is also an LSU guy, and he's just a burner. He's just he's a little bit more one trick pony than these top three guys. He'll develop into something more, but he's just a freak athlete. It's crazy, and this is another knock for me for the quarterback. I'm so good with names, it's crazy. He had both these just freak guys that he just like air raid to. So it makes me again nervous because he had such good wide receivers in both these two guys. But he's a little more unpolished than those top three guys, but I think he goes he's the next guy off the board. And I think kind of those top three, Brian Thomas Jr., and then there's a drop off to the next guys too, though.
Yeah, it's the only comp I can really think of. I wish I would have had comps coming into, but like kind of a T. Higgins kind of like not a great route tree, but like he's pretty strong with 50-50 balls. He's pretty fast, and he's going to if he's a second receiver and he starts off of a Z and works his way to an X. Like, I think that's the best place that he can go. So he needs to go somewhere that already has a solidified X, and then
a number one.
Like, a better example is CeeDee Lamb. I think he's more of a CeeDee Lamb type, where he needs to go get his Amari Cooper for 2 years and then be the guy.
Right. I think they're a little bit different players, but yeah,
correct. Yes. Yeah, but that's kind of what I.
But I know, but I know what you mean.
Yeah,
he needs to be this number two for a second. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's fast as fuck. He's fast as fuck, boy. Yeah. He's a 4.33 guy. And a lot of these dudes after this are also that or faster, which is just crazy. These next few guys are just crazy. So we don't have to touch on every single one of these guys, but I think all of these guys, especially for, you know, development and they will have impact in fantasy immediately. But those top guys are just going to be like day one starters, probably like a flex starter for you, where some of these other guys will be more fill-in bench guys for fantasy.
Yeah, actually, I actually think that in my rankings, I actually have Xavier Worthy as my number four guy. I just love this. I mean, I love Xavier Worthy.
That speed over is Brian Thomas. The speed is ungodly. Like, if Xavier Worthy went to someone like Patrick Mahomes on the Chiefs, and he, you know,
he's going to, it's going to be so annoying.
But for fantasy, it's going to be so fucking delicious. Right. It's going to be incredible. Yeah. And we're just willing that into existence. I hope he goes there. I would love it. I bet they trade up and try and get him. I've seen that in a lot of mocks.
Could you imagine he's the heir to Tyreek Hill in Miami? Jesus Christ!
I've also heard I think the Ringer NFL Draft Show, they were talking about how the Niners want to go get him because they've been jealous of what they're doing down in Miami. He wants.
I can imagine with Shanahan. And he can jump. He's like Tyreek Hill. Like, he reminds me a lot of Tyreek Hill. I know it's a bad comp because Tyreek Hill is a freaking amazing, but. I mean, he can go up and get you the ball. Like, he can stop on a dime being that fast.
The closest thing you can think to is obviously his ceiling would be that. That would be a very max ceiling. But he is that fast. I mean, he's that fast. He broke the record. A 4.22. That's insane. It's just insane.
And a lot of people say, like, your first round, you have to hit on your first round. I don't agree. I think you play to win the game. I go high upside as you can possibly get. To a degree, you know, like but he's you've seen it on tape. His size is the only thing that, like, we'd say is scary. And, you know, Tyreek Hill dealt with injuries early. Tank Dell, it's already got hurt.
That was kind of my comp, is like people were worried about, and they're not exactly the same, but they are both burners. But people were worried about Tank Dell because he was so small, and they're about the same size, I think.
Tank Dell,
164, something like that. Yeah, he's real thin. He doesn't look that small. I was watching his tape though, because he's tall. He doesn't look so frail, and he is muscular for small, for a slight build. You know, he like Tank Dell looks small out there to me. He doesn't look as small to me, Xavier Worthy. Mm-hmm. But and Tank Dell did just fine. As long as they don't put him in on special teams and, like, line him up and get his legs squashed, I think he'll be just fine.
Maybe because the Chiefs can be perfect. Think about Rashee Rice. Like, Rashee Rice didn't play, like, a full game until, like, week 9. So, they're going to ease him into an NFL system.
Oh, my gosh.
He's so good.
I think of these guys that come after Brian Thomas Jr., and most people have Brian Thomas Jr. because of what his potential will be.
It's also more of a safer bet.
For sure. Because he's a big boy. And then I think my next two guys are Ladd McConkey and Xavier Leggett. Leggett, I'm hoping that he falls to our Panthers. Alex, you don't think that we're going to take a wide receiver, which I think is a little bit of a hot take. But he's just a big-bodied possession guy who high points the ball, and I would love to just see that build and that kind of receiver on our team, because I think that's what we need.
Yeah, I actually think that I have Keon Coleman slightly ahead of him. I like Coleman better because he's I think Keon Coleman's more like their Mike Evans type, but he's just contested catch guy better. He's a better contested catch guy, and he's only going to fall because of his 40 time. It's a 4.6. But I mean, on the field, he plays way faster.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happened to your boy with the Rams. He fell because of his 40 time.
Oh, Puka. Yeah.
Puka Nacua.
Yeah. If he falls to the Panthers, I'm all for taking him. Leggett, I also really, really like, I think that you gotta have a lot of faith in Canales because, You scheme that guy. I mean, he's if he's in space, you're not bringing him down. That dude's a monster. He's very, very
huge. That was my comp is DK Metcalf. You look at him play, and it's immediately who you think of because he's a 4.33 guy, I think.
Yeah.
Fast. He's huge and he's fast. He needs to work on his routes a little bit, but he can high point the ball really well too.
Strong hands. He's gonna be excellent fantasy because whoever gets him is going to know what to do with him. Like they're gonna get him for a reason. He might be the best. He might be the best fantasy player that comes from the draft, honestly. I doubt it because I think Harrison Jr. is just that good and already polished. But you're talking about a guy that can just at any point in time go for 100 yards.
He's going to dominate defensive backs because he's so much bigger than they are. He's 224, 6'3", 224. That is a big, big guy. And he is all muscle, man, and he's fast as. Really like him.
Who did you have except for Leggett, and who else was your other person that you said?
Ladd McConkey, man. The only thing that I'm a little nervous about McConkey, and you can't really put this in, is that he was a little injured. He's been a little injury prone, and he doesn't have a ton of tape because he doesn't have a ton of tape, but you have a ton of tape. He didn't get a ton of reps the year before last. I mean, he got utilized, but then last year he missed a bunch of games from injury. But he was really good when he was on the field. He's another really fast guy. I think he'll be used in the slot a lot. But he's exhilarating to watch. His stop start acceleration is crazy.
He's very Deontay Johnson. He reminds me a lot of Deontay Johnson.
I don't think the Panthers get him because we have Deontay Johnson, and I think it would be a bit redundant. So I'm hoping for one of those bigger guys. But that's why I like Xavier Leggett. I think
Ladd McConkey could be great for like a team like the Ravens or something. Like just your go-to possession guy, move the chains, keeps everything. You know, like that's the thing about the old Browns team that had Monken was on the Browns. They had Jarvis Landry. He reminds me a lot of Jarvis Landry too. I think that's a kind of player that they would do very, very well with. And they just re-signed Bateman, so having Bateman as like your deep threat guy, and then having a guy like Ladd work the slot, I think is a very strong move for what the Ravens want to do.
Yeah. Anybody else you want to? I mean, the two Washington receivers, Troy Franklin, Jalen Polk, Jalen McMillan. It's just so deep. There's so many guys.
And talking from a Panthers perspective, we came out and said that Deontay Johnson was going to play X for us. So that means that if you're looking for a Z, if you're the Panthers, there's 1,000 guys that you could want. I mean, you got Franklin, Jermaine Burton, Malik Washington, which is a guy that I really, really love. If you want to talk about him for example, Jalen Polk, you just mentioned, McMillan for either one of those Washington guys. Thing I'll say real quick about Polk is that Odunze was great, but man, when they needed a big play, they went to Polk. Is that guy that just he reminds me and they're not the same player, but of who's the guy that Anquan Boldin, like you won't see him but the entire game, and then Anquan Boldin would just, when they needed a play,
Anquan he's Boldin, a 50-50 ball guy.
He's got strong hand, and he runs a really, really good route tree, so you know he's probably gonna win the one-on-one matchup, especially if you got a guy like Odunze on the other side.
Yeah, he was 6'1", 203. He's a pretty big boy himself. Mm-hmm. Jalen Polk.
And he's flying up draft boards. I mean, people really like Polk. And later round guys like Javon Baker is really... This draft for wide receivers is insane. If you're in Dynasty, just get as many picks as you can, because Javon Baker is probably the guy that people are going to say is the new Puka Nacua. He's going to go late, and he can, for the right team, he can be excellent.
Yeah, there's so many guys, man. I mean, Luke McCaffrey, baby.
Yeah. Hey, dude, he's an athlete. Not a great polished receiver, but he's an athlete. I say there's one guy that I would say watch out for, and that should go in the end of rookie drafts, depending on where he goes. But he's Quez the type of player. No, not actually. I don't think he's going to be very good. But
I don't either. That's
no, Malik Washington is going to be that guy, in my opinion, because he's a little bit smaller, but he plays big, and he played for Virginia. He's always in the right spots. Yep. Like, he always made plays, and the right team's going to see that, and they're going to bring him in, and he's going to be a big part of what they do.
Yeah, he broke the, I'm looking at his little draft blurb here on ESPN, broke the ACC season single record with 110 catches. That is a lot.
He's probably my favorite
in 11 games. Late round prospect. Crazy. That is
crazy. He's probably my favorite late round prospect. And him and Jabon Baker are the two that I like.
He is small, but he's big. Yeah. He's 5'9", 150, or 191. That's
yeah, and those players are just becoming... Those tiny players are just becoming bigger parts of the NFL. I mean,
oh yeah,
literally just saw Tank Dell just wreck the league.
But Tank Dell was small and short. This guy is short and big.
Yeah, and he's not afraid of contact. You're not gonna bully this dude.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, he's like our boy Steve Smith size.
Yeah, no, dude, Steve Smith would love this guy. He probably does love this guy. I haven't heard him talk about him, but because he just goes so late, so nobody's really talking about him because there's so many other receivers.
God, there's so many guys.
But Jermaine Burton's another guy that's a great Z, like just so explosive, so fast. Troy Franklin.
It's gonna be fun.
Ricky Pearsall.
I literally was just looking at his name. That's funny.
Oh, dude, Ricky Pearsall, and that's what I'm saying. That's what I was talking about. Like, I think the Panthers might wait on receiver because there's just so many of them. And you got to think they have two guys that they took in the top, in the two in the last three drafts, they had Terrace Marshall and Mingo. Right. They've taken in the second round. So they're already developing two guys, and then they have Thielen, Deontay Johnson. They have Smith Marset. They brought in David Moore. They just got a lot of guys already. So I think they're going to draft guys, but it's just not as big of a need as I think people think it is for a receiver.
Yeah, but I don't mind the idea of just getting a bunch of guys and just seeing
who. That's what Green Bay does. Dude, yeah. Green Bay drafted Reed, Wicks, Melton.
They're all producing for them. They all have roles on that team, and they're all like they're all guys who are worthy of those picks, and that's why I don't mind if we took in the second round. If we took two guys for a wide receiver, I wouldn't hate it. I think it would probably. I think we have holes other places that we should
throw. Right.
But if we did, I'd be like, all right, give Bryce Young somebody to throw the ball to. I don't mind it.
Yeah, look at the Chiefs are a great example. Chiefs, Mecole Hardman, not been work. Sky Moore, not been work. Rashee Rice, like they just like always drafting. Guys in the first two rounds, just because I think analytics just say you're supposed to. Just doesn't matter if you have your guy, just keep drafting.
I don't mind it. All right, well, let's move on to running backs, shall we? So this is a weaker running back class compared to previous, but there's still some good guys for instance, Trey Benson. He's the number two guy on this on ESPN's board, and he's a freaking freak of nature, man. That guy is awesome to watch play football.
Yeah, he's number two behind Brooks.
Brooks, yeah.
Yeah, he's number one for me. Yeah, Benson by far number one for me.
Yeah, I think he's
phenomenal.
Of the three guys that I watched a decent amount of tape on, which is Corum, Benson, and Brooks, I liked him the most.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I'm a Blake Corum guy too. I've watched him for the past couple years. I've actually watched some Michigan games, and he's excited. He's not one of those guys that's going to rip off these huge plays. But that dude had 27 touchdowns last year. That is fucking crazy, man.
Yeah,
that's just an insane number. I actually like all these guys, and I think some of them might actually go in the second, or one of them at least. But I think they're probably round three guys.
I've seen two go in the second. I've seen Dallas is looking at Brooks really hard in a second. And I think that'd be a phenomenal place for Brooks to go.
Dude, he's
as such because I really want Brooks. He's great. I mean, he's like coming off of ACL, so you don't know.
Yeah,
it's so hard to know with running backs how well they're going to do off of ACL, because, like we said, it might take him a year for fantasy purposes. So he might not be the best rookie immediately, but he's got great hands too. He can catch the ball out of the backfield.
I have that written down. Good hands. Yeah. Last year, 25 catches for 286 yards on top of his 187 rushes for 1,139. 6.1 a carry ain't bad. But obviously you said he's coming off injury. So,
yeah.
His vision is fantastic. He has great vision too. So,
those will be the only two. Benson and Brooks are the only day one starters that I would think there would be. Other guys have to like kind of either going to wait a year or they're going to be in a committee. But Jalen Wright's another guy that I really like. He's a great pass catcher out of the backfield. He's super explosive. I like Jalen Wright a lot too. But that's kind of the only ones that I'm definitely drafting in the first like five rounds of a snake draft would be Benson and Brooks. 100%. It depends where the rest of them go. But those are the 100% I'm drafting in the first five rounds.
There's a bunch of names. I haven't dug too deep into a lot of these guys. One of the only guys that I actually saw and like looked into, his name is Cody Schrader. He's the Missouri guy. He crushed at the Senior Bowl.
There's so many guys that are just like such good upside, like Guerrero. Isaiah Guerrero. I'm trying to look up his name, but super super explosive, huge upside. Isaac Guerrero. Yeah, like some of these guys that you've seen on tape, you're just like, holy crap! And they just don't know how to play the position very well.
But
they're just going to need a little time. The athletes coming out of this draft are actually pretty insane. Austin Estime out of Notre Dame. He was a guy that a lot of people liked. He's a little bit of I don't know if he's going to be great fantasy-wise, but Estime's a guy people have been talking about. I'm looking at these guys that like can play more of Chris McCaffrey type role. They're more fast catching down the backfield, because that looks like it's becoming more of a thing and these good teams, right? Like look at Boston Scott and Philly, like James White for the Patriots. These guys that are basically McCaffrey kind of sets the mold, that are basically receivers on the backfield, that they are starting to be very big fantasy relevant guys. Austin Ekeler was kind of that guy. So those are the kind of guys that I like to look out for. Kamani Vidal is a guy that he's probably going to be a sixth, seventh rounder. But man, that dude, get that guy in space. He's small, electric. Those kind of guys are the ones I'm going to keep an eye on the most, outside of those three down back guys.
Yeah, I'm looking at the fourth guy off the board here is Marshawn Lloyd. He averaged 7.1 a carry, which is pretty dang good.
Will Shipley out of Clemson is a good guy to look out for too. Shipley, he actually might be the third guy off the board.
You think?
Yeah,
ESPN's got him down at 12.
Yeah, he's a guy looking. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That huge drop off. Those two guys. Yeah. It's Benson and Brooks for me. And then you might not. You might see the fourth round to see some of those guys come off.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there's so many of them.
I think there's a lot of room for running back this year, even though it's not a great draft class, or so they say. I feel like there's so many holes on rosters that could be added for running back. So even though potentially some of these guys may not be like world beaters, I think that we could probably see. I'm just thinking of all these teams that I've like, they either don't have a good second guy or need a first running back, you know? I can't hear you. We lost Alex.
Can you hear me now?
There we go. He's back, baby.
My headphones were dead. but think about, like, the class of all these guys that have been just carrying fantasy for so long. Like, we saw Dalvin Cook just kind of get off. Aaron Jones.
For sure. Yeah. These guys are getting older from our youth. That, you know, they've just been ridden for so long. They're starting to fall off, and there's just holes in rosters for running back this year. Obviously the Cowboys need it. The Chargers need it. I mean, I'm just going down the list. I mean, even teams that need a second guy, like the Pats need a guy to back up. And I think almost there's so many teams that just need running back. The Panthers could use another guy.
Panthers, I'm positive we're drafting a guy.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked.
I just feel like there's a lot of room, at least, at the very least, for a second guy on rosters. It's funny that we're just coming to that time in our lives where, you know, studs are getting older and they're going to get replaced. And it's that time, you know.
I mean, you think about and the better teams are creating the playbook of how we're going to move forward from now on. I mean, the Dolphins had Mostert, A-Chain, Brooks, and Wilson, and they were like, "What do we do with what's the guy that went to the Vikings?"
Madison.
No, the dude that went to the Vikings from from Miami. Everybody was like, "Oh, like he was starter for Miami like 2 years ago. They had to cut him, but they didn't want to. They were going to carry five running backs." I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody will tell us later, and I'll be like, "Oh crap, that's his name, of course." But they carried four. I mean, people are starting to carry a lot. I mean, Shanahan's been doing it for a while. He's got four. Every single year. Same with the Seattle. Seattle drafts a running back every single year. So you're kind of seeing like that's kind of the way because people
get fucking banged up, man. Yeah, you have to have a stable.
Yeah, Ravens had Dobbins, Edwards, Hill, and Mitchell on that team, and they still didn't have enough running backs.
For fantasy advice, it's the same thing. Last year, the reason I was relevant in our main fantasy league was because I had such great depth at running back. I had four to five starting running backs on my roster the entire year. And while my wide receivers were pretty mediocre, I was flexing a running back almost the entire year, which wasn't a bad thing because I had really good guys. I had Kyron Williams, Mixon, and Barkley, you know, and that was just Madison. I think Madison was my start at the beginning of the year or one of them. But he obviously fell off. So I was like, okay, I don't need this guy. You want to have that stable of guys for fantasy because injuries just happen. It's the same in real football. You got to be able to pick the next guy up mentality. So, there's lots of athletes evidently in this, draft, but I think they're all unpolished, or there's a lot of unpolished talent in both wide receiver and in running back. So,
but they're also just not asked to do that much. I mean, like now it's an air raid offense. A lot of them are like not even under center anymore. So, you know, zone reads, or they're like quorum where they're just going to only run the ball over and over and over and over and over again. So a lot of it is that you have to take their athleticism because they have only had to do one specific thing for this entire time.
Yeah.
And they've been just like running over teams. That's the problem that we had with the Alabama running backs forever is that they would just run over teams. So they didn't really understand how to play the position. So it's almost like a lot of these guys are going to be raw coming in always. So you just kind of have to find upside.
For sure. I think that's it for running back. There's really only one tight end we need to talk about, and that's our guy Brock Bowers. He's just going to be a stud. I'm so excited to try and get him and be sad when I don't because he's probably going to be overpriced. It'll also be interesting where he goes. A lot of people talk about him going to the Jets because they're in win-now mode. It would be sad because then he would have this year, maybe next year, relevancy with
and then he'd get a rookie quarterback or a traded quarterback. And
just the Jets, man. Even when you think they're going to be good, it's like,
oh, I hope to God he doesn't go there, but we'll see tonight. I think there's a high probability that he does. Yeah. You know, they're just in win now mode. If they don't win this year, they're clearing house.
Which you also want to protect your surgically repaired quarterback. So I think
that's what they should do, is they should get a lineman, but I think they're playing for their jobs, you know. Joking, the NFL is GMs, you know, the number one job of a GM is to keep their job. So
right, yeah. Yeah, which is unfortunate, because that means that the ones that really are secure in their jobs, San Francisco and Philadelphia, and like those guys, like they're just always Howie Roseman and John Lynch, and they're just be like, I'm gonna be here forever anyway, so I'm just gonna do the smart things while all these other guys are
flying. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, half the Georgia team fell. I'm gonna take all these guys who won multiple national championships. Great. Easy.
So peasy. Annoying.
Yeah. But yeah, Brock Bowers he's insane. The fact that he can do jet sweeps as fast as he can.
He's gonna be he's gonna be like Jimmy Graham on crack. Like, he's gonna just be able to play receiver. He's gonna be able to
He's more of a receiver, and you know, I don't know how much blocking he really does.
He needs to do. Like,
yeah,
he can see so good. You're looking at like a Gronk type athleticism at their position. Like,
yeah, he's not quite that big, but he is.
That's why I said Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham's kind of like my comp for him. Like, but
because I think he's 6'4", something like that.
Yeah,
6'3". Yeah, 6'3".
Yeah, I think he's
6'3". Yeah, 6'3", 243 is what they have him listed here.
Yeah, he's basically just a receiver, but he's
good. He's a big receiver.
Yeah. We'll run through him.
Yeah, and you know, I think it would be fun to see him with Rodgers at first, but also Rodgers historically has not loved rookie receivers, and he also hasn't passed a ton to tight ends. But I mean, if they get him, this guy, that will
change. He's a different animal.
So we'll see. I personally hope he doesn't go to the Jets.
He might go earlier than 10. Like, as important as the tight end position, you see the last four teams that were in the playoffs were Kittle, Kelsey, Andrews, and LaPorta.
Yeah.
Like, that tells you all you need to know how important the position is. I think you can see somebody like the Colts trading up into the first round, or, you know, a team like that getting into the first round, or into the top 10. To get him, so he might go before Jets, honestly. That special of a player at a premium position.
I don't know if I love him with Richardson, but
I'm just saying, like, I didn't have to be down.
No, I know. I was just thinking about that and just like how that would work. But I just hope he goes somewhere fun. That's all. I love the fact that Marvin Harrison is probably going to go to a stud quarterback. That's exciting for fantasy, you know.
Especially if no one else there. If he goes to Kyler, like,
oh my god,
he's getting 10 targets a game, easy,
easy,
easy. They lost Hollywood. They lost Rondale Moore.
Wilson is their number one right now.
Yeah.
Before the draft, they have Wilson.
Yeah,
and it's like, who?
And Greg and Dortch, the Dortchula.
Oh my god, yeah, they're thin, so they'll probably be getting another one of these guys too. I mean, they've got to fill out that wide receiver room.
Yeah, you know, I think they'll, they can go late too, and that's another guy to watch out for, like a guy like Malik Washington, Brendan Rice, Javon Baker. I mean, there's some receivers in this class.
There's a lot of chatter that, you know, because there's always a team that goes first to work. Worst to first, and a lot of people are thinking that there's a world where the Cardinals could.
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you. The way McBride stepped up, they're getting production out of guys like DeMarcado, and you know,
he coached that team up pretty well. They were in a lot of games. I mean, they beat the fucking Cowboys in like week 3, something like that.
Yeah, then they beat the Steelers.
Yeah, they were in games. That man, what I want this year, for just side note, for our Carolina Panthers, is kind of like what the Cardinals were last year. I just want to be gritty in games. You know, obviously you would like to win a few more games than four, because I think that's all they won, four or five. But if we're in games and we're competing, because whatever garbage we threw out on the field last year was an actual embarrassment. It's the worst team in the past 20 years.
It is the worst, the most embarrassing play I've seen. Just the most embarrassing season as a whole I've ever seen. And a lot of that, I mean, like, yeah, they got a lot of injuries happen, but it's like the mental focus of that
team. It doesn't matter. Yeah, you got to get coached up. You got to get out there and prove it to yourself, prove it to the guys next to you. It was just such a lapse of effort and coaching and
blah. So yeah, people are so upset. Like, guys that, like, I think Panthers had lost, like, I don't know, 15 guys from the team last year. It's like, no, you got to get that added, like, that mentality out of the locker room. You got to get a fresh mentality of guys coming in.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
Those are just our sad Panthers dribble for the podcast. Anybody else you want to talk about? It's on your mind.
The next three are actually interesting, but man, I wouldn't even consider them for fantasy. We're gonna go back to the don't draft tight ends. Last year was, I think, an aberration. It was awesome. Yes. It was cool to see all these great tight ends that came out last year. We're going to have Bowers this year and no one else that I would even think about drafting for fantasy purposes.
Tavion Sanders, Cade Stover, and Ben Sinnott, I think.
Yeah, those three.
Three guys.
Those three will be good NFL players, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And then you got Wiley and Jaheim Bell. Jaheim Bell is a guy in the right system that I think could be something. Wiley, probably not. Theo Johnson is an athletic beast. Like, he's like enormous. Reminds me of who's the guy that
360.
Yeah, what's the guy from the Colts that was this huge guy that kept catching touchdowns over and over and over again?
Ebron.
No, not Ebron, the other guy.
Oh, the white dude. Fuck, what was his name?
Whatever his name is. He's just a monster. Like, he's just insanely big. So he might be a touchdown machine, but, like, not really that, whatever. But Jaheim Bell is, like, the only late one round guy that I would even think about. But other than that, you got Bowers, and then you're not, for fantasy purposes, you're not touching any of the rest of them. But the next three could be good players within, like, 3 years. Stover, Sinnott and Sanders. But other than that, like, fantasy purposes, just Bowers,
baby.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all we got. We for the draft. It's going to be exciting tonight. I'm very excited to finally get some real football things instead of all these fucking mock drafts and speculation. Let's talk real quick about free agency, like a couple quick things that you liked that maybe impact how things go tonight, and maybe some trades that happen tonight.
Yeah, Ayuk's gone. I don't see Ayuk being there anymore. So you basically, if the Steelers, you set up for a trade. Like, you're trading for somebody. Somebody's going to go to the Steelers. I don't know who it's going to be. Ayuk, which I think it's going to be Ayuk. I think Ayuk's going to go to the Steelers. Ayuk on the Steelers. That'd be crazy. Jags are heavily looking at trading for a receiver. That's the only team that can kind of affect Steelers, in my opinion, getting Ayuk.
T. Higgins today asked for a trade. I don't know if you saw that. Yeah, he asked for it. So
yeah,
that's what I woke up. That was the first thing I saw this morning. Was he asked for a trade? So. He's probably on the move.
So I think the fantasy values of like Kirk is going to go down, because they're looking for the Ridley replacement, but an actual stud. I mean, Ridley was good, but they're going to get a stud, I think, in Jacksonville. So I think those two teams are going to have a new vet receiver on it, And it might not be just T. Higgins or there's a lot of guys that could, that we're not even talking. Like Jalen Waddle is going to be up for extension soon. So if they draft a receiver, they might be moving up Waddle. A.J. Brown isn't getting an extension, and they just extended Devonta Smith. So there's guys that Nico Collins is going into his last year. He hasn't gotten an extension yet.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that could be on the move tonight, and I think the Jags and the Steelers are two teams to really look out for those trades.
And Jags are definitely desperate. They thought that they were getting Ridley back, and Tennessee swooped in and paid way too much money, in my opinion, for it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So that wouldn't surprise me. And then obviously them moving off DJ and the Panthers getting him, they need somebody else in that locker room.
Yeah.
So those are both good calls. I like that. I think T. Higgins. How would you feel about T. Higgins coming to the Panthers?
I've been calling that for a while now. I think.
We have those 2 seconds, and I think if we could package something together, like a second this year and maybe a third next year or something like that for him, so that we didn't have to give up anything this year, anymore this year, I would love that, because the values of this free agency, obviously, just kind of bringing free agency back in, is people were in for a lot less than we thought. I mean, look at Brian Burns. Everyone was shocked that we didn't get more than one, and I honestly am still annoyed about it, but like, it just the market dictated that that's not what people were worth, and people are being a little bit more stingy. So it's like, I wouldn't be surprised. I think Ayuk would go for one, but I think T. Higgins goes for two.
Ayuk's definitely. You're not going to get Ayuk for less than a one or maybe three. Panthers.
Yeah. I think I would love if we made a move like that.
Higgins would be just perfect for what Canales does, and perfect for a guy like Brock. I mean, he is the jump ball machine.
He'd be the Evans. He'd be the Evans in our offense. It'd be great.
Correct. He's almost the perfect receiver for the Panthers, and that's why I was so kind of adamant that the Panthers would go after him. Plus, Panthers are in NFC. You're not going to trade him in division to the Steelers. You're not going to trade him to the Jags, because that's a future. Jags are a winning team in the AFC. Yeah. You're going to have to see them. Panthers would be the team that you would want to trade him to.
Things that never happen that I would love to see happen, but we don't get nice things in Carolina. Yeah.
It just seems like they're not going to do it, because you think everybody's year two, right? Josh Allen got Diggs year two. Hurts got year three. We're in year two with Bryce. Year three is when Diggs went to Allen. A.J. Brown went to Hurts. I'm trying to
think. You mean contract two?
No, year three. Year two, people, they're still figuring out their rookie wide receivers. Year three is when their rookie quarterbacks.
Yes.
And they always get their guys year three in free agency. Year three is when they do the trade to get the wide receivers in, almost always. Mm. Kyler got DeAndre Hopkins then. It just weirdly is always year three. For whatever reason, that's just when it happens. And I don't know.
Well, we got to give this guy one last push to see if he's worth that fifth year extension.
That's what it kind of feels like. You're building him up to year three, and like that's your cherry on top just to get him a stud receiver. Ridley was year three. All these guys get their guys year three when you trade for them.
Yeah.
Except for Diggs went to Texans year two, which is an exception, I guess.
Yeah. I would love for that to happen. I won't be sad if it doesn't, because I think we do have some guys in the room, and we're definitely gonna get a couple of these guys, I bet, this year. So we'll see. I hope those guys go. I would love to see the Niners lose a stud like that. That would make me very
happy. They're gonna get another stud in this draft, of course. Like
they'll get somebody, you know, they'll watch them take like a Xavier Worthy.
Xavier Leggett with Shanahan, that's the guy that I'd be worried about. If he got Xavier Leggett, man, that's scary. That's a scary player because they love speed, and they like a Debo Samuel. Think about how they use Debo, and then Debo and Leggett.
Yeah. Well, just think about if they got Worthy, how the speed of that team would be insane. And they can get him. I mean, they could trade up and get him. They may not even have to. Those guys could absolutely be there.
Yeah, I mean, they need some corner help. I think that was their biggest flaw this past year. So a lot of people are saying Nate Wiggins or one of those guys. But
imagine if the Niners got a first round for Ayuk and then packaged that with their thing and moved up and got someone even better.
What a good freaking franchise.
It'd be so annoying. They could absolutely do that, though.
You know what sucks even more is that now 49ers guy went over to Washington and watched them just recreate the 49ers over there. Team that nobody's talking about.
Yeah.
Panthers are going to be great.
Yeah, we're going to get destroyed again. Yay. I just want to look like an actual NFL football team. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just glad the vision is going to slowly decrease with all these like old white guy quarterbacks that are...
we're hoping. We are very much hoping.
Maybe not this year, but throughout the years.
Yeah. All right. I think that's all we got for you. We just wanted to get some of those takes out, and we wanted to have this on tape for later for our purposes, but also running through things before it happens, baby.
Yeah,
it happens tonight. I'm super excited.
Swing of things.
Yeah, man. We'll be coming at you. We'll probably do one a week or at least a couple a month in the next couple months, and then we'll start really ramping up probably around June. And then we'll be firing on all cylinders, baby.
Let's go.
We'll do another one or two probably next week just to
post draft stuff.
Go over everything. Yeah, there's lots of stuff to dive into. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. And go Panthers! Yeah, we don't even have a pick tonight, so...
That's such a great background.
Oh my gosh. I think the same guys on... fantasy... Ringer guys use the same thing because one of them did something like that, and they're all just like so. We thought it was so funny and cool, and they're all like, "Oh, this sucks. Why would you even do that?" And we were just like, "Woohoo! Yay!" Explodes in the background.
We drink during ours though, so that might be why.
Yeah, we have more fun. Anyways, all right, that's it for it. We will see you later, baby.
Bye now. Bye.